This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and with Dominic Ford. And we're kicking off, as we always do, with a look at some of this week's top science stories and off into outer space to start with, Dominic.
That's right. A paper published in this week's issue of the journal Nature presents evidence that the Earth might once have had a second moon. Now, this stems from a puzzling problem with the geology of the moon's surface. Now, if you look at the moon, even just with the naked eye, what you see is that the moon's surface is differentiated into light patches and dark patches. And the dark patches are flatter volcanic plains that we call seas, and the lighter patches are rougher, more mountainous regions.
And this gives us the man in the moon.
That's right. The shape of that pattern is the man in the moon. But what's rather surprising is that the seas are clustered together and the mountains are clustered together. Now, in most formation models of the moon, you'd expect them to be randomly distributed over the surface. And it seems to be beyond chance that these seas have all formed on one side of the moon. So what Martin Drutzy at the University of California and his colleagues have done is to completely reconsider the formation model of how the moon came to be. Now, the traditional model is that about 4.5 billion years ago, a planet about the size of Mars that people call Theia collided with the proto-Earth, totally melted the proto-Earth, and so you had this ball of molten magma out of which some globule will have split off and ended up in orbit about the Earth, and that became our moon.
And that would also explain why the moon that the Earth has is so big relative to the Earth compared with other planets with much smaller moons that we see in the solar system.
That's absolutely right. The moon is the biggest moon in the solar system of any planet. Now, what Drutzy thinks may have happened is that, in fact, two moons formed out of that collision. So you had two moons in orbit around the Earth, and that would be stable for about 100 million years. You could have two moons orbiting about the Earth.
Both on the same sort of orbit, the same distance away.
They would be orbiting at about the same radius out from the Earth, but about 60 degrees apart in the sky. But after about 100 million years, those would gradually drift together and eventually collide. And he's wondering, could that collision lead to one side of the moon looking different from the other?
Would that be a fairly catastrophic collision, like we were talking about in the first place, or would they slowly catch up and just fairly slowly merge together?
They would slowly merge together, and that's actually quite important for the model. Drutzy sums up a potential problem with this theory quite well in his paper. He says, collisions tend to make holes in things. They tend to make craters and basins. They don't tend to make mountains. So how could you make a collision between two bodies make mountains? And he argued that if the collision is slow enough, you don't have enough energy there to melt lots of rock and to dig out craters. And so what you basically get is a pile of rubble on one side of the moon, a very large pile of rubble that forms mountains. And that's why all of the mountains on the moon are on one side. And additionally, in his computational models that he's run of these simulations, it turns out that the magma inside the centre of the moon is pushed out to the other side of the moon by the force of the impact.
And
that
leads to
increased volcanism. That leads to the volcanic plains that we see on the near side of the moon, the Sea of Tranquility and so forth.
So is the fact that the seas are all pointing towards the Earth and the mountains are mostly on what we call the dark side of the moon, is that just fluke, or is it something to do with the mass distribution thing?
It's essentially just fluke, because it would be fairly random which side of the moon the eventual collision would be on.
Dominic, thank you. And fascinating as well, because obviously the moon is a very iconic thing. We all look at it and people often wonder, well, where does it come from? And the fact there could have once been two of them